Thanksgiving on the farm. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's like Christmas without the presents. We just have a lot of food.
Always turkey and dressing. Most of the time, ham. Always fresh corn that we put up in the freezer. Green beans, broccoli casserole, mashed potatoes.
We do the turkey and the dressing and sweet potatoes and pecan pies. The works.
On a wonderful day here on Thanksgiving to give thanks for the abundant food supply we enjoy here in America. And today and throughout the holiday weekend across the state, farm families will sit down together with family and friends to offer thanks for the many blessings they've received throughout the year. And Thanksgiving on the farm is special for Margie Hunter of White County.
I'm very thankful to have the opportunity to live on a farm in the country, to be able to see the grandkids come over and go out on the farm with us. There's no other life than the country farm life.
And it's a special time of reflection today for Claiborne County farmer Lawrence Fultz, who lost a son earlier this year in a car accident.
It's going to be a very different holiday since he's not with us, but we were very grateful to have him for 35 years, and we look back and appreciate that fact, even though we miss him.
In Hardin County, Don Robertson says his family will have a large gathering on his farm, as he does each Thanksgiving, and it's definitely a time for him to be thankful.
Well, I'm thankful for everything. God's blessed us as this country, our state, our area, my family, and I'm thankful for all that. And plus, now we've had a good crop year. I mean, I know we didn't get enough rain that we needed, but the price made it up. So Lord takes care of us.
And to all of you, happy Thanksgiving, and thank a farmer. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.